Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Baba Basra Ayin, Baba Basra 78. Pagination is 139. We'll start on the facing page, starting from the fifth line. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Haiman de Mizven Ara Lechavre, a person who is selling property, land, to his friend. Tzarech Lemichtavle, it's proper to write to him, Kaniloch, that the acquisition is regarding Diklin, even the palm trees, Vitalin, Vehutzin, Vitzitzin, and even the simpler, the weaker, the less producing fruit trees. There are other trees as well. You should mention them. Va'afagav, and even though the chilokosav le'yachi koni, even though if you didn't write all that into the document, he would still acquire them. Afilu achi, nevertheless, shufra d'shtorahu, it's the proper way to write the document, says Rashbam. The concept is that even if it would come, even if the document would come to a Bezdin that's not so knowledgeable, nevertheless, they would still realize to give you the trees that are being described because they were described clearly in the document. And this is a little bit like giving them a hand and really articulating, even though, even in the absence of these statements, the same thing is supposed to happen. This is a connecting point to what we had in the previous session, that the Mishnah told us that the only significant exception among trees is the example of Charuv Hamurkav and Sadana Shikma, the last words of the Mishnah, where the carob tree that's grafted so that it produces better, and the shikma, the sycamore tree that's been pruned properly, those are fields of their own, so to speak. That's their prestige. But otherwise, all these trees are included. Nevertheless, we're told you should write it in. The Gemara continues. Amar le, if the seller tells the buyer, Ara vidikli, the land, and also palm trees. Chazinon, we check into this. He is leidikli, if he owns palm trees, yoev leidikli, he has to give two, because that's the minimum. When he said trees, plural, he at least meant two. Ve'ilesle, and if he doesn't have palm trees that he owns, zaven leidikli, let him buy two, so that he can uphold the transaction. If not, he's going to have an issue on the transaction and he has to make compensation. He has to work something out here. So let him buy two dekalim and let him give them. V'imishabdi, and if he has dekalim that are designated as a lien, parakle teredikli, let him redeem them, let him pay it up, let him take care of the lien, and then with a clean bill of slate, let him hand it over. Ara bidikli, a land with its palm trees. Chazinan, we check. Isbadikli, if it has palm trees on it, yoivle, so give it. V'ilav mekachtausu, and if not, it's fraud. It's a trick. Even though generally land can have whatever price the two parties agree upon, but if he made it clear that it was having something that it doesn't have, so then that's a trick, and that would nullify the sale. Ara bei dikli, a land that's appropriate for palm trees. Lesle dikli, even if it doesn't have any palm trees on it now, that it's fitting to have palm trees, is all he said. And indeed, if the land is appropriate for palm trees, then we're good. So we see that the nuances of the transaction play a very big role in whether the transaction will be upheld or not. What happens if he says, except for a certain palm tree? Chazinon, we look at it. If it's a really good tree, what he means to say is exclusion. But if it's a very bad tree, it's not a significant tree. What he meant to say is, even that tree I'm excluding, but certainly all the other trees that are even better, I'm also excluding. If he says, except for trees. So, if indeed the field has trees, so levarmi ilani, we take his words at face value, and he's excluding the trees. Iisle dikli, if it has palm trees, meaning, and it doesn't have other trees, so then levarmi dikli, so then he's excluding these palm trees. Iisle gufni, if it doesn't have any other trees, but it has grapevines, so then levarmi gufni. So it's the exclusion of the grapevines. That's what he meant. And he's calling them ilanim. Ilani vigufni. If it has both trees and grapevines, so levarmi ilani. He's only excluding the trees because the grapevines is not the same automatically included in that statement. Ilani vidikli, levarmi ilani. If he says trees and they're both trees and palm trees, so then he only said the trees and the palm trees are under a different name. In other words, even though you could stretch the interpretation, but if there's no need to, if I can understand it at face value, then that's what I do. Gufni vidikli, what happens if there are no regular trees, but there are grapevines and palm trees? Levarmi gufni, his exclusion was regarding the grapevines. Let's move on to today's daf on the third line. The following question was posed. What happens if a person says, except for a certain charuv, a certain carob tree, and except for a certain sycamore tree? Now, the Rashbam points out, we're talking about that these trees that were identified would have automatically been excluded based on the last words of the Mishnah, because we're talking about a charuv that's morkov, that's already grafted, and it has its special status as a field of its own. And likewise, sadon, meaning the sycamore tree, that's been pruned properly, so it would have been excluded. But now he said the exclusion. What happens now? Osa charuv hu de lo kani, hashar charuvim kani. Did he limit his exclusion now, and he's only excluding the one that he identified, and the other similar type trees are going to be sold, and they're no longer protected by that standard exclusion of charuv and shikma? Odom hashar charuvim nami lo kani. Or the other carob trees also are not included in the sale, and the original exclusion and all of that logic remains in place, even though he identified one specific one, but the other ones are also excluded. Amale lokano. So his answer was, there is no kinyan, and the exclusion still applies. Drop down three lines at the end of a line. Teida, I'll explain it to you. If a person would have said, my field is sold to you, except for a certain field. Do you really think that not only the field that you sold is sold, but now all the other fields that you own are also sold except for the one you excluded? Absolutely not. Ela lokana. Certainly, the other fields that weren't included in the sale are not going to transfer to the buyer. Even though you identified one specific field that you for sure don't want to transfer to the buyer, but all your fields are automatically, that exclusion remains. You sold the field that you sold. Hachanami, says the Gemara, lo kana. Here also, that's how we are understanding the exclusions of Charuv and Shikma, that they are like their own field. And even though you identified one of them, one of the fields that I don't want to sell, that doesn't mean that all your other fields are going to get sold with this one field that you're selling. You're selling a field. There are many exclusions, many fields that you own that are not included. You identified one, so fine. I don't know why you identified that one, but you identified it. That's not going to weaken the exclusions that exist. And indeed, all of the charuvim and all of the shikma trees remain excluded from the sale. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.